What is the first thing we think about when we think about the American Civil War? Lincoln? I mean, he was the first losing politician to win the seat of President of the United States, fighting the first and only war against his own nation, and delivering famous speeches. The world will little note nor long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here. Well, we are not going to talk about the soldiers that died during Gettysburg, but we are going to talk about one soldier that did survive the war and was forgotten. Franklin Flint Thompson served as a field nurse during the Battle of Bull Run. Later, he became a spy, disguising himself and sneaking into Confederate camps, and then later unveiling a Confederate Union black market scheme. It turns out Frank Flint Thompson was not who he said he was. It turns out he was a woman. From my history knowledge from growing up to now, they never really talk about women that fight in wars. YouTube podcast, historical podcast, and the History Channel never point this out. Maybe because they're so focused on talking about the leaders and which generals led and put themselves at risk during the battle. But what about the soldiers that put themselves at risk? Did you know in the American Civil War, there was 400 known counts of women that served? This is mind-boggling for me. Why do we not know more about this? Why has this never been talked about or shown in the past? Every soldier in every war is important, yet I think it is more important hearing about women, especially with this being Women's History Month. On the first episode of History Impacts, we're going to talk about Sarah Emma Edmonds. Miss Edmonds was born in a British colony in Canada, and she was put through a lot growing up. As a farmer, she worked long hours tending the crops and realized that there was much more to life than just working the fields. There was also much more men than her father, who physically and verbally abused her growing up. Adding to this, she was put through an arranged marriage. If it wasn't for this hard upbringing, she would have never became the woman that she became. At the age of 15, she skipped town and her arranged marriage and headed to Flint, Michigan. This is the time where people could drink the water. Edmonds learned that life is 10 times easier to be a man, and she picked a new name for herself and disguised herself as Frank Flint Thompson. Sarah never explains why she added Flint to her name, but many people agree, and I also concur with them, that it is after the town that she rediscovered herself in. While disguising herself as a man, she decided to sign up for the military. According to the National Park Service writers, she was compelled to join the military out of a sense of duty. She enlisted in the 2nd Military Infantry as a male field nurse. When we think about nurses today, we are thinking about clean hospitals with gloves, sanitation, and nice beds. But what if I were to tell you that being a nurse in the Civil War was much different? There was no training programs, and anybody could register as a nurse. Remember that one kid in class that could barely complete a sentence? That could be the same person operating on you during a battle. And did you know during the Civil War, 2/3 of all Civil War deaths came from infection? That's a 33.3% survival rate. So if you're questioning why it was so easy for Sarah to pass as a man, it's because the military had other things on their mind. I remember growing up and reading stories like Tom Sawyer, Huckleberry Finn, and Treasure Island, and I was always in complete awe because the stories were so crazy and adventurous. Sarah Emma Edmonds is one of those fictional characters, but she was real. Later in the war, she went on some crazy adventures herself. This is when she became a Union spy and infiltrated a Confederate camp at Yorktown. Her disguise was an African-American slave given the name Cuff. While there, she knew she had to act the part and was put through hard labor building a wall for the fortress. This led to her having an easier job on the second day, and she had a lot of free time creating sketches of the enemy's fortifications. On the third day, the call to arms was given, and Sarah received a musket. I like to think that this was the best time for Sarah, and the best case scenario for her. She already had her sketches written down, and she was given a weapon, and nobody was going to stop her. During the night, she slipped out of Yorktown and headed back to the Union. While back in the Union camp, she gave her sketches to General McLean, and he used these sketches to his advantage, shelling the fortification. Confederate soldiers had to abandon the location the very next day. If we just stop and think about it, this young woman risked her own life to go into a camp, write down sketches, and go back to the Union while being shot at. This is an amazing feat for anybody to do. Let's move on to our second story of the day, where Sarah was still a spy in Louisville. she went on a mission to find and stop a Confederate spying operation. Her new identity and disguise was Charles Mayberry. Charles worked as a merchant. During this time, she had to make up beliefs that the Confederates were going to win the war so that the merchant owner could gain her trust. And it was believable. He believed her and backed her up on her enlistment for the CSA, which is the Confederate States of America. The merchant told her about the CSA agent in the area and wanted to help her get recruited. The Confederate agent came down to Sarah, disguised as Charles, and boasted about selling supplies to Union soldiers. She brought this information to Union commanders, and they took that information and stopped the Confederate agent from sneaking into the camp and selling supplies, and the Union soldiers that bought supplies from that Confederate agent were put on trial. She also found out that there was another Confederate agent that were taking pictures of Union generals, and they stopped all connections with them. This was Sarah Emma Edmonds' final mission as a spy. Soon after, she contracted malaria. She was deathly afraid of being caught as a woman in a Union camp. She tried to treat herself, but these attempts were unsuccessful, and she went to a private hospital. A week later, when she recovered, she saw posters in the town that said Franklin Flint Thompson was a deserter. I think at this time, it would have been very shocking and jarring to learn that Franklin, her character, is posted all over the walls. Just seeing yourself posted all over the town would make you want to get out of there, but there was nowhere to hide. Just like all of us, we would do the same thing and turn ourselves in and meet our honorable fate at the noose. Hell no! Sarah turned herself back into Sarah Emma Edmonds and re-enlisted in the military. That was the end of Sarah's adventurous days, and I think she would have been very proud that her work is still being undiscovered to this day. Throughout the Civil War, there are thousands of stories that go missing, and I think we are very thankful to recover some of them. Sarah Emma Edmonds, the man, the woman, the spy, used espionage to her advantage, but her story has the same mysteriousness as her life. This History Impacts video was produced by Claude T. Martinez and recorded on March 4th, 2022.